Well, hello everybody. You're very welcome to the Beeline Children's Meeting tonight on Facebook Live. We're delighted to have your company. Thank you very much for tuning in with us. And we're really looking forward to this meeting tonight, and I am sure you are as well. Now, if you would like your name called out, don't forget to pop your name into the comments box and we'll give you a wee shout out. We already have some comments to read out. We have Auntie Rachel on the comments tonight, so you keep her busy. This is Auntie Rachel Walker, and you keep her busy, and you keep your wee comments coming in. I'm going to read out to you just who has signed in so far. So we want to welcome Elise, Lucas and Savannah. You're very welcome to the Beeline tonight, and we've got Lily and Matthew McCormick as well. We have Jack Savage and Lucy Quinn. You're both very welcome as well, and we've got Harry, Ollie and Freya. We've got Lynn Green. You're very welcome, Lynn. We've got Faith and Grace McCullough. You're both very welcome as well. We've got Holly, Noah and Bobby, and as always, are welcome. And Jake McShane has tuned in again with us. And we, Isabel Beggs, it's great to have you watching in too. And Rachel Wilson, she says hello to everybody at the Beeline, and she can't wait to hear more about Esther. Well, I actually feel exactly the same. I've been excited all day, just at the whole thought of getting on to the next stage in our series on Esther, and we're really looking forward to that tonight. So without further ado, we're going to start our meeting. I have two lovely little helpers with me tonight. We've got Seth and Alice Harvey, and we're going to ask Seth and Alice to come up now. They're going to give us a wee hand with our courses tonight, and they're looking very smart. All right, Seth and Alice. Great, that is super duper. Are you good to go? Yes. Now, this has become one of my favourite courses here on Facebook Live, Beeline Children's Meeting. This was a new course to us since we started on Facebook Live. Before Facebook Live, we didn't know about this course, but since we started here online, we came across this little course, and this has become one of my favourite courses, and I think it might be one of your favourite courses as well, and the words of it are absolutely amazing. And my God is bigger than I am, strongest of all. He's able to make the summer turn into fall. He controls all that happens. His power is plain to see, and I know I can trust him, for with his power, he cares for me. And God does care for us, boys and girls. So we're going to sing this lovely chorus. I want you to make sure that you're ready for singing. Sing your wee hearts out. Pretend I can hear you from here, okay? You ready, Alice and Seth? Yeah?
My God.
Singing, boys and girls. Thank you very much. And thank you, Seth and Alice. You can have a little seat and we'll call you back up again in a little second. And boys and girls, you see the way it says here that the Bible will guide me. The Bible is the best guide that you can have in life. Maps will take you to different places and guide you to the different places that you go to when you're on your holidays or whether you're visiting friends. A map can guide you. And there's a thing now, Google Maps, which is more up to date than an actual paper map. But you know something, when you're a Christian, it's great to have the Bible because the Bible guides us in our Christian lives. And that's the best guide that you could have. Now, I'm going to hand over the next part of this to Uncle Stephen. Uncle Stephen's going to come and do our opening prayer for us. And I let Uncle Stephen put you through our little prayer drill.
Hello, everybody. It's good to be back with you this evening. So we've got our ABCs. You know them by now, but we'll go through them again. So it's arms folded, Our heads are bowed for B, and then we'll close our eyes for C. So let's pray unto God. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the return of the Beeline once again this week. Lord, we thank thee for the Beeline. Lord, we thank thee that we can tune in, Father, and to learn more about thee, learn more about thy Son, Father, and even sing these wonderful songs as well. Lord, be with us. Bless us. Help us to concentrate at our very, very best. And Lord, help us to understand thy word. Bless all the workers that are taking part. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Now we're going to have Alice and Seth back up with us again. We're going to sing our next chorus. And just as we're waiting for them to come, I'm going to call out some more names. So we've got James and Adam and Lydia are watching with their mummy and daddy. It's lovely that you're sitting down as a family tonight and watching in. We've got Margaret Jones and Adrian. We've got Esther McShane, and she is looking forward to listening to Auntie Sarah's message tonight on Esther. We've got Misha and Simon. You're very, very welcome. This is Simon's first time tuning in to the Beeline, and we want to give you a special welcome, Simon. And we will just we'll get something out to you just for because this is your first time tuning in. We've got Angela Cherry tuning in. We've got David and Jennifer Crane, my mum and dad. We've got Amy McCullough from Waringstown. Paul Wilson, he says he is looking forward to the meeting. And God bless Isaac. And God bless. And then Isaac Wilson says, thank you, Auntie Ruth, for his prizes. Yes, some children got their prizes maybe in the post from the colouring competition, and you're very welcome, Isaac. We've got Aaron Coates watching in, Leon and Riley Bell watching in, Raymond Nan from OMA, Lucy Quinn, Jenna Cooper, and Anne Drury. And I want to say a big hello and a big welcome to all of you. You're very welcome to the Beeline tonight. Now, we hope you're still in good singing form. We've got our next chorus. Did you ever talk to God above, tell him that you need a friend to love? Pray in Jesus' name, believing that God answers prayer. And I can assure you tonight, mums and dads and boys and girls, that God does answer prayer. And I'm sure you have proved that over and over again yourselves if you're saved. Now, we're going to sing this lovely chorus.
Did you ever talk to God?
Lovely singing. Well done, Alice and Seth. But we'll move on to our next one. We've got an action chorus. So we're going to get ready to do the actions. Maybe boys and girls at home, you could stand up now for the action chorus. We've got Auntie Sarah's helping Alice and Seth tonight. They're going to watch Auntie Sarah, or maybe you'll be watching them, maybe Auntie Sarah, because maybe Auntie Sarah doesn't really know the actions that well. And maybe I'll just watch Seth and Alice as well to keep me right. So we're going to sing this lovely chorus as well.
Praise God to
done. That was great singing. Well done, Seth and Alice. You can have a little seat and we'll get you back up again in a little while to help again. And we're going to have some announcements. And again, I just want to welcome everybody to the Beeline Children's Meeting tonight. We are delighted to have your company. Thank you so much for taking the time out every Wednesday night to be with us. It just makes it not feel as lonely here for us in the church, and we're just delighted to see all your names rolling in. If you haven't popped your name into the comments box yet, you do so. We would love to know that you're watching with us. And if you're new, let us know if you're new as well. But we want to welcome all the boys and girls, all the mums and dads, all the family members, all the workers. We've got past workers watching in, and we just thank you all so much for tuning in. And mums and dads and carers, we just want to thank you so much for taking the time out to do this, because we know that you've got a busy schedule at home trying to juggle everything between work and homeschooling, and I know that it's very difficult, and I just want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for taking the time out on a Wednesday to get the children to tune in with us. We really do appreciate it. I want to invite you all back again next week. Don't forget, and remember that you can invite other people. You might not be out and about seeing people, but maybe mum or dad could send a wee text to somebody for you, or maybe you've got a friend, maybe lives next door to you, maybe you could let them know. You invite somebody along, be a wee missionary. Whenever you're even in your own homes, you can be a little missionary and invite people to watch in as well. We've got our Sunday school on Sunday on Facebook as well. At 3 o'clock, and we also have our Bible class for the older boys and girls at 4 o'clock, and you would be more than welcome to join in to our Sunday school and to the Bible class at both those times, and they're on our church's Facebook page under Lurgan Free Presbyterian Church. You will find them there, and we want you to continue to pray for Uganda and for all the boys and girls that attend the Emmanuel Christian School, and especially for the children that we sponsor there. I want to remind you about our calendars. We got some of these posted off to people who wanted them during the week. And if you would like a calendar, if you haven't got one yet, let us know. And if you have got one but you would like some more, because you maybe would know some people to give them to, make sure you let us know. It's not a problem. We can pop them in the post to you. That is not a problem. Now, we just want to remind you that about the colouring competition. The colouring competition is now on our Facebook page. If you haven't already seen it, go onto the Beeline Facebook page and you will see what you see here on our Facebook page. Plus, we took photographs, close-ups of all the children's pictures, and they're all on there as well. So make sure you go on and give us a wee like, and give the children a wee like just to encourage them. And then we received this photograph today. This is Eliana and Levi Milliken, and they received their little prizes for doing the competition. The prizes are en route. Some of you have received them already, and we got messages of thank yous. There are others that are in the post you may not have received yours yet, but we assure you we are working our way through them, and hopefully everybody will have received their prize before we meet back again here next Wednesday night. We're really excited that we're still continuing on our series on the story of Esther, and we're all very excited. I've heard so many people say how much they're enjoying these stories, and I must admit that I'm really enjoying them myself. So make sure, boys and girls, you listen and sit up and take note in your wee head of the stories each week, because whenever we come to the end of the series, we are going to have a little quiz, and so you make sure you try and remember all the bits and pieces, all the important information, and we're looking forward. Auntie Sarah's doing the story tonight, and we're looking forward to her doing the story. So we're going to have another couple of action choruses before we learn our memory verse. We're going to get Alice and Seth to come back up again. And our next chorus is, "My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do." And that is a wonderful thing to know, boys and girls, that nothing is impossible with God. And we want you to stand up, and I hope that you're well exercised. We're going to do our actions for this lovely chorus as well.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are His, the rivers are His, the stars are His handiwork too. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty.
that was brilliant. Thank you very much for all your help. We're going to go on to our next action course. And this also has become a favourite of mine of one of our action courses. The words of this course are just lovely. And we're going to sing it now. So keep on your feet and we'll do the actions for this course as well. Now you can have a little seat, Seth and Alice. That was great singing. Thank you very much for all your help. We're now going to learn our memory verse, and we're going to ask Uncle Stephen to come back up here now, and he's going to teach us our memory verse. Thank you very much.
Well, I think you've been learning this here verse the last couple of weeks, so I'm hoping you should be able to know it off by heart by the end of today anyway. And it's found in the book of Psalms. So the Psalms is the biggest book in the Bible. And if you don't know where to find it, well, if you take your Bible and just go right to the middle and just open it up, well, if you've done that right, you should be able to find it, no problem. So we're in the Psalms again tonight, Psalm 34, verse 15. And I'll just read it out. It says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry." So I think together we can all say this. We'll say it after two. We'll say it all together in here, and hope you join in as well at home. So after two, one, two. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 34, verse 15, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry." Very good. Well, I believe a lot of you have been working at home this last while, so I think I'm going to do a bit of a test on you. So I'm going to test you on your knowledge of the vowels. So what I'm going to do is every vowel, I'm going to make it disappear. We'll take it step by step because I don't want to make it too hard to start with. So the very first vowel that we're going to lose, can you see it? Well, it's the letter A, the first vowel in the alphabet, the letter A. So let's try it after two. One, two. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 34, verse 15, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry." That wasn't too bad. There's still a lot of letters left, so let's take away another one. And this time, can you see which one is gone? I think it's the last one you'll find in the alphabet, and it's the letter U. So I've taken away the letter U, so let's see if we can see if we'll work this one out as well. So after two, one, two. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 34, verse 15, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry." Good job. Two down, three to go. Did you see which one gone? It's the letter I. So let's try it after two. One, two. The Bible says in Psalm 34, verse 15, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Good job so far. Two to go. Did you see it? It's the letter O this time. So after two, the Bible says in Psalm 34, verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. And the last one, I'm sure you know which one this is, the letter E. So there's no vowels left. This will be tricky enough to say. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. But just before we do this, there's no point learning all these verses if we don't ever know what they mean. So what does this verse mean? The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Basically, what this means is that if you trust in God, if you believe in him, God will look out for you, look after you. But even if you do get into difficulty, well, then you can pray unto him, and then he will help you out of your distresses. So let's have a go. After two, one, two. The Bible says in Psalm 34, verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Very good. And just before we finish, we'll put them all back in together, and we'll say it all together once more time. One more time. After two, one, two. The Bible says in Psalm 34, verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Uncle Stephen. That was great. It was very educational and a great verse to learn. And we hope, boys and girls, by this stage, after learning it over three, this is the third time, we hope that you know it. And I'm sure it was a little easier for you tonight because we've been going over it. Now, we've got some more people to call out here to welcome to our meeting. We've got John and Joyce Walker. You're very welcome to the meeting tonight, John and Joyce. We've got Jacob and Phoebe Cameron watching in as well. We've got Annabelle, Melissa and Mason Orr watching in. That's my little nieces and my nephew. And we've also got my mother-in-law, Elaine Yule, watching in. You're all very welcome tonight. It's good to have your company. We've got wee Adam Fairley. It's great to have your company tonight too, Adam. We've got Grace, Harry and Alfie Johnson watching in. Chloe Thompson is watching in. Jake McShane is watching in. We've got Auntie Pauline and Jack. They're watching in and they're really looking forward to the story tonight as well. We've got Madison and Jensen. We've got Lucy McBride. We've got Philip, we've got Mattis and Daniel Roger, and they're very welcome to the Beeline tonight. I think Daniel maybe is new there, and he's very welcome to the Beeline. We've got Aaron, Roselyne, Joanne and Lucy McBride love the songs. And then we've got Rhea Marshall and Jacob are watching. We've got Heather Sanderson and family are watching. We've got Faith and Noah McKee are watching, and Isaac and Charlie White in Waringstown. And then we've got Noah Dummigan and Mummy are watching. We've got Aaron and Leah Oliver, Rosaline Martin. We've got Emily and Holly. And Mirella says she's looking forward to another great meeting. It's good to have you tuning in the whole way from Romania, Mirella. We've got Caleb, Levi and Amelia Todd. You're very welcome to the meeting tonight as well. We've got wee Jacob Newell watching the whole way from Kilkeel. And another one the whole way from Kilkeel is our Auntie Olive as well. We've got Alice from Bangor. We've got Rose and Micah Moffat. They're from Bangor too. We've got Zara Mawinney. You're very welcome to the Beeline tonight, Zara. We've got Misha and Simon. We've got Thomas McMillan. You're very welcome back to the meeting tonight, Thomas and Samuel Thompson. You've been very faithful. And Jenna Cooper. And you're all very welcome to the Beeline tonight. And we hope that you are enjoying the meeting so far. Now, we're going to have another chorus just before we have our story. And this is a new chorus to us here at the Beeline. And it's called It's Possible with God. And there's been a little link with some of the choruses tonight. And you maybe have gathered that. And we just want you to realize that there is nothing impossible with our God. what we think is impossible, maybe things that we've been praying for a long time, and you might think, why is God not answering my prayer? Well, you keep praying, because prayer does change things, and nothing is impossible with God. You might be in the most difficult situation and you think, how will I ever get out of it? Well, you just talk to God, you pray to him, and you just wait for that wee miracle to happen. I've seen it many a time with things in my own life, and I'm sure there's many adults out there, and boys and girls can witness to that too. Never give up in prayer, because nothing is impossible with our God. And we're going to have Alice and Seth to come back up here and help us with this course, and I'll just explain to you, when we sing through this first verse, then there will be like a little musical interlude in between that and the next time we go to sing it, and the same then for the third time we go to sing it. So while we are just listening to the lovely music in between the verses, you keep reading the words. It just repeats itself, and so maybe that'll make it easier for you to sing and to learn. But whenever you're just listening to the music in between the verses, you look through the words and read them, and just you think to yourself, you know, nothing is impossible with God. Okay. It's really lovely, boys and girls. Wasn't that a lovely chorus? Did you enjoy singing that at home? Yes, I know I did too. And I know the workers even here in the hall were singing along as well, and that was great. Thank you very much, Seth and Alice. You've been great. Have you got a plaster on your finger? Oh my goodness, is it sore? Yes, oh dear me. Well, I hope it'll be better very soon. I want to thank Seth and Alice very much for being my helpers tonight. You've been absolutely amazing, and you can have a little seat now. So thank you very much, Pat. Thank you. Now, we're delighted that Auntie Sarah is with us tonight. She's going to tell us the next lesson, lesson number 3 in the life of Esther. And we're really excited to be able to hear the next stage in the story. And we know that you are as well. And I want you to give Auntie Sarah your full attention. I want you to sit up just like you would if you were here in Beeline. Everybody sits up and they fold their arms and they be attentive for the story as well. So don't be running off and going and playing maybe on your Xbox or whatever. Sit in your wee seats and listen to the next stage in the story of Esther, and we hope that you enjoy it. And I'm going to hand over now to Auntie Sarah. Well, hello, boys and girls. It is just so lovely to be able to join with you tonight again on Facebook Live. It's lovely to hear all the names read out every single week, and especially those boys and girls who are new. You are very welcome. And I know you've missed maybe the past few weeks in the story of Esther if you're new tonight, but they are all on Facebook Live, and you can go back if you want to catch up with the rest of the story. And as Auntie Ruth said, yes, tonight we are going to continue in the story of Esther. And Ruth was saying about how she loves this story. I love this story too. And when I was preparing for this, it just made me all the more excited about the story and about how God works and is in control of everything. And you will see that tonight in this story. And those beautiful songs that we've been singing tonight, they fit in so well with our story, and we'll talk about that later too. Now, I am sure that you've had a hard day of work, whether it's actually going into school, those of you who are going into school, or homeschooling. So now is the time to sit and relax and listen. I don't know why Stephen decided to play with you a little vile game, because that was homework and he shouldn't have done that. That wasn't fair, but we'll forgive him for that. But you have to now sit and relax and listen to the story. Now, last week, Mr. Murray left us on a bit of a cliffhanger, didn't he? If you remember, wicked Haman had a plot to kill all the Jews, and he had it written down in a decree, and it was sealed with the king's ring, and that made it into a law. And then Mr. Murray left us wondering, will the Jews die? Will they not? Well, if you listen to the story tonight, you might find out whether they die or not. You'll have to wait and see. But first of all, we are going to pray and talk to God. So we want you to do this. We want you to stretch up high. We want you to do this, do this, and do this. That's the first part, our A. That's our arms folded. Now we want you to bow your heads, because that's being reverent to God. And then we want you to close your eyes. Dear Father in heaven, we just thank you for all the boys and girls, mums and dads, relatives, whoever's listening in to Beeline tonight. We want to thank you for them. And we pray, dear God, that you would settle us all now into your presence. And Lord, we just pray that you would give help as I would tell this story. We thank you, Lord, that it is in God's power that the gospel reaches to boys and girls and men and women. It is not in our power. And I ask for that power just now, for the power of the Holy Spirit to rest upon me and to give me help as I would tell the story, dear God. And may we even listen well, and may we know our need of salvation, and even that some boy or girl, mum or dad, would put their trust in thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, when you have a problem, you need to know, where can I go for help? So if you had a bit of a toothache, and there's nothing worse than a toothache, where would you go to? Did you say the dentist? Well, then you would be right. If you had a car problem, now I know you're probably all too young to drive, but mums or dads or those of you who are old enough to drive, if you have a car problem, where would you go for help? Did you say mechanic? Then you would be absolutely right. If you were just feeling under the weather and you were feeling sick and you couldn't get out of your bed and you just didn't know what was wrong, where would you go to? That's right, you would go to the doctor. If you were stuck in your homework, which many times boys and girls get stuck in their homework, where would you go to? Well, you would go to your teacher, or perhaps now that you're maybe doing some homeschooling, you would ask someone at home, your mum, your dad, or your brother, or your sister to help. And you know, as I was coming into the meeting tonight, I thought to myself, there's one more thing. If we have technical problems here at the Beeline, we go to Uncle Phil. And you know, boys and girls, you never really see him on camera. But I can assure you, he is here every week, and he is behind the camera, and if we have technical issues, he is our man. And I was thinking to myself, I should have put up a picture of him on our screen so that you can meet him and see him, but he's probably glad that I haven't done that. He's giving me the thumbs up. Well, do you know, do you think that a dentist could help you with your flat tire? Of course not. You're right. Do you think a mechanic could help you with your sore throat? No. Don't be a silly sausage, Sarah. How could a mechanic help you with your sore throat? Definitely not. Do you think that you could go to a doctor to help you with your homework? Well, he probably is very clever and he probably could help you with your homework, but you wouldn't necessarily just go to a doctor to help you with your homework. Of course not. But
when you have a problem in life, there is one who can truly help us. And that, of course, is God. God can help. And you will see that in our story tonight, how God stepped in and how he helped at the right time. Well, the letters containing Haman's plot, which had been sealed by the king's ring, had all been sent out. And the news had spread quickly, but boys and girls, mums and dads, so had the sadness and the grief. When the Jews heard what would happen on the 13th day of the 12th month of the year, they just wept. In fact, the Bible tells us in Esther chapter 4, verse 3, some of the words in here are very sad indeed. It says that the Jews mourned. It says that they fasted, and that means that they went without any food. And sometimes people fasted if they really wanted to concentrate in prayer, in spending time with the Lord, in asking him for help. Do you know what else the Bible says in that verse? It says they wept and they wailed. What kind of crying must that have been like? It also tells me that many of them were in sackcloth and ashes. The Bible tells me that Mordecai, who's the queen's cousin, he actually went out into the middle of the street and he cried with a loud and bitter cry. Now, I want you to stop and imagine, what kind of a cry would that be like? A bitter cry. Boys and girls, it was awful. But meanwhile, what were the king and Haman doing? Well, the Bible tells me that when the letters were sent out, that the king and Haman just simply sat down to drink. They didn't care what was going on. They didn't care how the people felt. And I am sure Haman probably sat back in his chair and was pretty pleased with himself. Well, the Jews knew that only God could save them from this disaster. And during those days, many Jews cried to the Lord for his help. They knew from their history and the past that God had done this before when they prayed. They maybe thought about how God delivered the children of Israel at the parting of the Red Sea. And I'm sure you know all about that story, about how God lifted the waters and put them into a wall so that the children of Israel could walk right through and escape from the Egyptians. And they probably remembered that. And boys and girls, that was in history, but the Bible makes it very plain to us that God is still the same today. The Bible says, "For I am the Lord, and I change not." God still listens when his children, his saved ones, pray, and he answers their prayers according to his will. And there are so many examples in the Bible of how God answers prayer. And I think of King David. And you know, he wrote down one time when he was in danger, he said about himself that this poor man cried. He talked about himself. He cried. And the Lord heard him and he saved him out of all his troubles. How lovely is that? But boys and girls, mums and dads, I want you to know something very important. It is only God's children, those who are saved, who can be sure that God will hear them and answer their prayers. Are you saved? Are you God's child? Well, you can become God's child when you repent and turn away from your sin and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you have done this, then God is your loving Heavenly Father, and he loves to hear you speak to him. In fact, he not only loves to hear it, he wants you to speak to him. He always listens. He is so great and powerful, and he can always listen, no matter where you are. The Jews, they knew that they needed God in this terrible time of trouble, and no problem was too big for him to solve, not even the problem of wicked Haman's plot. Boys and girls, this terrible virus that's plaguing our country and our world, that is not even too big for our God either. But meanwhile, back in the palace, Queen Esther, she didn't have a clue what was going on out there. She didn't know about the plot. She didn't know that the Jews were sad. She didn't have a clue. But one day, her maids brought her a really strange message, and they said, "Queen Esther, something has happened to the Jews. They are so sad. They seem to be afraid, and they're all wearing sackcloth and ashes, and even Mordecai, who sits at the gate, he is dressed in that ugly sackcloth." Now, boys and girls, in those days, it was custom for people who were in great sadness to wear sackcloth and ashes. And it probably would have looked something like this. Literally a sack, and you can see ashes down the man's beard there. I suppose it's a bit like maybe people today when they mourn or when they're in sadness about maybe somebody losing a loved one, that they wear black. Well, Queen Esther was really upset when she heard this news, and her maids must have wondered why. Why was she upset over the Jews? Because remember, she had not yet told them that she was a Jew. But maids don't ask questions, and oh, what is wrong? Esther thought, if only I could speak to Mordecai, but that's impossible. Oh, I must find out. I must help him. So what she did was she gathered together some really good clothes and she sent out servants to take them out to Mordecai. Tell him to put them on and take away his sackcloth. So the servant went out to Mordecai, but he refused to take the clothes. So the servant returned to Esther with no explanation. Queen Esther felt that there must be something terribly wrong if he wouldn't take the clothes. Oh, she must find out. So she called for one of her servants, and his name was Hatak. Now you must go to Mordecai and find out what is troubling him and ask him why. So Hatak hurried out to Mordecai and delivered the queen's message. Mordecai said and pleaded, and he said, Hatak, you must tell the queen everything that I'm about to tell you. You see, I refuse to bow down to Haman. And oh, he got so very angry. And in fact, because of that, he ordered that all the Jews were to be killed. And Haman even promised to pay a lot of money to the king for the killing of the Jews. Here, take this to Esther. And he gave Hatak a copy of Haman's decree, which had been posted out all over the kingdoms. Now you must tell the queen that she needs to go and speak to the king and beg him to save our people. You must try to make her understand this is very important. Well, Hatak again didn't ask any questions, but he hurried back to the palace and to Esther, and he told her all that Mordecai had said, and he gave her the written decree. And as she read, oh, her face turned very sad. I'm sure Hatak as well must have wondered why she was so sad, because remember, again, she hadn't told anybody that she was a Jewess. Hatak then said, Queen Esther, there's something else. Mordecai said that you must go to King Ahasuerus and beg him not to kill the Jews. Mordecai says you must do it. Well, Esther thought to herself, oh no, I just simply cannot do this. She was shocked. She was afraid. She felt that this was something that she dared not do. And she said to Hatak, everybody knows, you must go and tell Mordecai that everybody knows in the country that any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being asked is put to death, but only the person who the king holds his scepter out to will live. Now you might say to me, Sarah, what is a scepter? Well, a scepter probably looked like something like this. It was a pole or a staff that the king had to show his power and authority. And boys and girls, Esther was so afraid. She said to Hatak, tell Mordecai that's the law, and I myself have not been called to come before the king for 30 days. How do I come before him now? I can't do it. Boys and girls, mums and dads, Esther was thinking of the problems. They did seem impossible, though, didn't they? But Esther must have forgotten at that moment about the one who was greater than all the problems and impossibilities. Who is that? Yes, God. There is nothing too hard for God. Nothing is impossible with God. The Bible tells us that. If the Lord Jesus is your Savior, if you are saved, then you are God's child and you can tell your Heavenly Father anything, all about your problems, all about your worries. God invites you to do this and He wants you to do this. And unlike the king in our story, you can come to God freely at any time and He will never turn you away. Just look at this promise in Psalm 50, verse 15. It's lovely. Call upon me, that's God, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. What a promise. Whatever your troubles or your worries, perhaps during COVID and lockdown, maybe your mum and dad have lost their job, and they're wondering, how are we going to pay for things? That's definitely a worry. You can take that to God. Maybe perhaps someone you love is sick and they're in hospital, and with all the restrictions, you're not allowed to go and visit them. Boys and girls, mums and dads, take it to the Lord in prayer. Perhaps maybe at home things are a bit difficult. Maybe of late mummy and daddy seem to argue a lot, and it hurts you inside, and you feel lonely and you're sad, and you've nobody to talk to. Take it to God in prayer. He cares. Tell your Heavenly Father about it. Look what the verse says. Call upon me in the day of your trouble. You don't need to go it alone. He will help you overcome. And the Bible says that you'll praise him when he does help you. And another beautiful verse in the Bible is this one. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Look what it says. All your care. That means all your worries, your fears, your family, all of those things that you care about, everything that matters to you, your future, your desires, the big things, the little things, everything. That's what that word care means. And it says to cast it, casting all your care upon him. You know what that literally means? That literally means to throw it. Imagine it like this. You have a piece of rubbish and you throw it in the bin. You don't go back to the bin, take it out and bring it away with you, do you? No, you leave it in the bin and you let the bin men deal with it. Well, it's exactly the same with us, boys and girls. We can throw or cast our cares and problems to God. We leave them with him and we let him deal with them. God has all the power and he can do whatever he pleases. And this almighty God that we're talking about was Esther's God too. But just at this moment, she thought more about her problems than she did about him. So Hatak once more hurried off and told Mordecai Esther's message that things really were impossible for Queen Esther to speak to the king. Well, Mordecai was not easily put off. And he firmly said, "You must take this message to Queen Esther. Esther, do not think that you will escape just because you live in the king's house. Even if you say nothing to the king, the Jews will be saved by some other means, but you and your family will all be killed." You might think, well, how did Mordecai know that the Jews would be saved? Boys and girls, I can tell you that Mordecai had great faith. He had a really strong faith that believed in God's promise and his covenant with his people, that his people would not be destroyed, even when this danger was the most threatening to them. But against all hope, he believed in hope, because God keeps his word. And he knew that if the saving of the Jews was not going to be done by Esther, it would be done by some other means. He had that faith to believe. Mordecai knew God, and he was close to him. And he told Hatak to also say this wonderful thing to Esther. And I love this. "Say to Esther, who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" In other words, you may have been made queen just for this time so that you can save your people. How wonderful. Do you know, Mordecai was right. Was she not in the palace because God had planned it so? Boys and girls, mums and dads, I'm going to use a really big word here. This was all working out in the providence of God. What does that big word say it? Providence. Providence. What on earth does that mean, Sarah? Well, do you know, we actually sang about it tonight in our song, and maybe you didn't pick up on it. But if we look at the song, and if we look up here at the circle part, it's the part where he controls all that happens. His power is plain to see. Boys and girls, that's basically what providence means, is that he is in control of all that happens and arranges things to happen. If you remember back to our first story about Queen Vashti, and she disobeyed the king. She wouldn't show her beauty before the king as he wanted her to. You might think, well, yeah, she chose to do that. But yes, God had a plan in that, because you remember, he ordered Vashti out. And then, of course, all the beautiful girls came before the king. And who did the king choose? Esther. You might say to me, but Sarah, the king chose Esther. Yes, he did. But boys and girls, that choice was in God's hands. And God arranged it to be so that Esther would be here at this time for her people. This is our wonderful God, boys and girls, mums and dads. And saved boy or girl, mum or dad, God has placed us in our family, in our street, in our school, in our workplace for a very special purpose, to do his special work in his special way. And maybe you can think of a time in your life when you can say, yeah, that happened for a reason. God's hand was definitely in that matter. And boys and girls, there are many times in my own life when I can see the providence of God and his working out in my life too. And it is so wonderful. It shows us how real God is in our lives. But back in the palace, Hatak told Esther everything that Mordecai had said. And she sent her reply, and this time it was a very different one. She sent this message. Gather all the Jews in the city and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, neither day or night. I and my maids will do the same, and then I will go to the king, even though it's not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. Wow. She showed great courage, didn't she? Esther realized now that she could not do this at all without God's help. So she asked for the people to pray for her, and she would do the same. And again, Christian boy or girl, you need God's help all the time. And perhaps you are the only Christian in your class or maybe in your family, and you find it very hard to live for God, and it's so challenging. Tell God about it. God always listens. He wants to help. He wants you to ask for his help, even though he knows what you need. He wants us to talk to him. He wants us to ask him, and he promises to help. And do you think God keeps his promises? Of course he does. Maybe there's a problem at home that you can't share with anybody. You can share it with God. He is interested. Remember, God cares for us. Even with their little problems or big problems, we can talk to God about every small little detail about them. God is so powerful and great that, remember, there is nothing impossible with our God. And he answers the prayers of his children according to his will. And that is why Esther knew that she and her people must ask God for help. They couldn't do it alone. And when Mordecai heard Esther's message, he quietly sent word to all the Jews for them to fast and pray. Oh, how they needed God's help. They were all asking God, the only one who was more powerful than King Ahasuerus and Haman. They were asking for his help. And the Bible tells me that after 3 days, Esther put on her beautiful royal clothes and she walked towards the inner court. Now, I would imagine that her heart was beating really fast. She was probably so nervous. But you know, I also imagine that she felt strengthened by God. After all, for 3 days and 3 nights, her people and herself were praying for her. And I am certain that God gave her strength for the task that she was about to do, even though she didn't know what the outcome was going to be. She waited inside the inner court. Just imagine it. What her thoughts must have been. Oh, will the king hold out his golden scepter? Will I be accepted? I'm sure she even offered a quick prayer to God again. Then the king saw his beautiful queen. His hand moved. Yes, he held out the golden scepter to her. God was in control. Esther could now come and speak to the king. What Esther thought was impossible at the start became possible. Why? Because nothing is impossible with God. We sang about that just before the story. What is impossible with men? It's possible with God. God heard the cries of his people. And remember our memory verse, which Stephen brought to us tonight and we've been saying it for the past 3 weeks. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and what? His ears are open unto their cry. Didn't he do that for the Jews and for Esther? He does that for us, those of us who are saved. He always listens and hears his children when they speak to him. What a wonderful thing to be a child of God, and to know that he promises to hear and answers our prayers just as he answered the people of long ago. And remember, boys and girls, you see the story of Esther? It is not a made-up story. It actually happened. I wonder, do you ever talk to God in prayer? We sang about that tonight. Did you ever talk to God above? And look at the verse that's circled. It says, have you told him all your cares and woes? Every tiny little fear, he knows. You can know he'll always hear, and he will answer prayer. Well, what did Esther say to the king? Well, what she actually did and what she actually said were actually very surprising, but you're going to have to wait until next week to find out. I'm going to leave you on another cliffhanger like Mr. Murray did last week, and we still don't know whether the Jews died or not. So make sure you tune in next week to find out. Maybe we'll find out. I don't know whether the Jews will die or not. But boys and girls, I want you to remember, at the very start, we asked you the question, where can we go for help? And we talked about going to the dentist with your toothache. But boys and girls, what if your problem is not a toothache or your homework? What if the problem is sin? Do you suppose that any of you have the problem of sin? Do you know the answer, of course, and I'm afraid to say it, is yes. We all have a sin problem. The Bible tells me that all have sinned. That's you, that's me, that's the Beeline team, that's everybody. None of us can say, I don't have a problem with sin. None of us can say that. Because we all have broken God's commandments. We've told lies. We maybe have taken something that doesn't belong to us. We've maybe taken God's name in vain. Those are all sins. And sin is a terrible problem. And it causes a lot of pain in our world. And more sad than that, boys and girls, sin separates us from God. And if you don't get help, sin will keep you out of heaven. You see, it is impossible to go to heaven in your sin. But who can help with your sin problem? You see, a dentist can help to take away your toothache, but he can't take away your sin. A mechanic can take away the dreadful noise in your car, but he can't take away your sin. Your mum can't. A minister can't. A priest can't. So who can? Only God can. He knew that there was nothing that you or I could ever do to solve that sin problem in our hearts. And that is why, in his great love for us, he sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to take the punishment for our sin that we deserve by dying on a cross. He bled and died on the cross to pay for your sins and for mine. And he suffered agony and shame for you and me. Why? Because he loves us. But Jesus did not stay dead. He rose after 3 days again. And he, in victory over sin and death, he now lives in heaven. Do you know, someday I am going to see him in heaven. The one who died for me. How? Because, boys and girls, when I was a little girl of 5 years old, I realized that I had a sin problem. And I realized that my sin separated me from God. And I cried to God to forgive me for my sins. And in faith, I accepted Jesus as the one who took my sins for me. Will you be in heaven? Will you die? Will I see you there? It is impossible, remember, to be there if you are still in your sin. But God has made it possible for you to be there only if you come God's way by repenting of your sin and accepting Christ as your Savior. Esther came before the king not knowing whether he would accept her or not. And you do not have to ever worry about that with God, because God will never ever turn you away if you repent of your sin. God will always accept you. He will never reject you. He will always hold his scepter out to you. All you have to do is just come as you are Ask him to take away your sin. Will you do that? Please, boys and girls, mums and dads, I urge you, do not let another night of Beeline go past without coming to the only one who can save you from your problem of sin. Boys and girls, we are going to pray now, and we're going to do our little drill. So I want you to fold your arms, and I want you to bow your heads, and I want you to close your eyes, and we are going to talk to the very same God who answered prayer in our story. Father in heaven, what a wonderful God you are. We thank you for your providence. We thank you for your power. We thank you, dear God, that we can learn all about you in your word. We thank you how you answered prayer for Esther and the Jews in the Bible. And Lord, you can answer prayer for us. We pray for every saved boy and girl and mum and dad. We pray you would bless them in their hearts. And if there are things and problems and issues in their lives, we pray that they would know that they can come to the only God who can deliver them and answer. And we also pray to the same God who can deliver from the sin problem that we have in our hearts. And we pray that some boy or girl or mum or dad would come to know you as their one and only personal Savior. We pray that you would do that tonight. We pray you would bless all in their homes and keep us all safe until we meet again next week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My boys and girls, Auntie Ruth is now going to finish off the rest of the meeting. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much, Auntie Sarah, for telling the story tonight. I have to say I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm really enjoying this series on the life of Esther. It's one of my favourite Bible stories, actually. But it's not just a story. As Auntie Sarah said, this actually really happened, and it has just been recorded in God's Word, the Bible, for us to learn from and to take encouragement from, and how we can take such encouragement from that wonderful story tonight, and how God looked after Esther, and how the king held out his golden scepter so that Esther could come in. That seemed impossible to Esther, and she worried about it, but she prayed about it. Did God answer her prayer? Yes, he did. And we need to wait until next week now to see. Auntie Sarah has left us in a cliffhanger just like the Reverend Murray did last week. Come back next week and see what happens to the Jews. Auntie Pauline is coming to tell her story next week, and we're really looking forward to hearing Auntie Pauline tell the next story in this lovely series. Boys and girls, if there's ever anything that we talk about, or mums or dads or whoever's listening in, if there's ever anything that we say and you would like a little bit more information, please don't be afraid to contact us. We would be only more than happy to help you if you would like further information about anything that we say. Now, I'm just going to say good night to everybody now. Excuse me. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in tonight, for taking the time out to be with us. We have really enjoyed your company, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And we just thank you very much, and we hope that you'll be able to tune in again next week as well. I want to thank everybody who took part tonight. I want to thank my special little helpers, Seth and Alice. They were amazing tonight, and we want to thank them very, very much. I want to thank Rachel on the comments. I want to thank Sarah, who did the story, and Stephen, who did her opening prayer and her memory verse. And then we have Uncle George in the background helping things as well, and Uncle Philip on the camera. And this meeting couldn't happen without people like this, and we just thank God for them. And we want to thank them very much for helping. So thank you very much again for tuning in with us. We are going to leave you with a lovely chorus. It's called It's a Big, Big World. And we want you to listen to the words of this chorus after I say goodnight. It's a lovely chorus, and it says about the importance of spreading the gospel. And maybe, boys and girls, in between tonight and next week, maybe that's something that you could seek to do, is to even just have a wee word with somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to say goodnight now, and we look forward to seeing you next week in the will of the Lord. Goodnight, and God bless.